Well, as if people didn't have enough trouble staying in their homes these days because of the mortgage and home price meltdown, but now the walls themselves might be driving people out. Here to explain that is Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio at 1500 AM. We're talking this morning about wallboards, right, Tom?
Yes. Smell that? That could be your wallboard rotting away.
Smells just like a microphone, huh?
Exactly. That's right. Very close. Turns out that wallboard from China is showing up in houses around the country, and it has such a high sulfur content that it's decomposing, causing people to be driven out of their homes by foul odors, nosebleeds, all sorts of problems.
Boy, that's terrible.
Is it more a problem in some parts of the country than others?
Well, it started out in Florida, but it seems to be spreading to Maryland and Virginia. But some congressmen are telling the Federal Trade Commission to look into this, and so the federal government's getting involved and trying to find out if, in fact, this is the case. And there's already class action suits developing, mm-hmm. So it's a spreading story. But yes, townhouses, condos, and standalone houses in our area have been built with this particular wallboard.
Yeah, mostly it's gypsum that goes in those things. Why the high sulfur content, if you know? And are there standards here? Should somebody have been testing this before it came in?
Well, you know, there's probably nothing from China that should not be tested, but there are so many products that I don't think people even dream that wallboard would even be something that could be contaminated. But, you know, if the sulfur comes from their coal-burning plants, lands in the ground where the gypsum is, and you dig out the gypsum, make wallboard, you're taking the sulfur right out of the ground with it.
If you have suspicions about your own wallboard in your house, are there ways to check and see if your wallboard is among this suspect group?
Well, if you can see the brand of the wallboard, if it hasn't been painted yet, it's a company called Nauf Plasterboard Tianjin Company out mm-hmm. of China. And if that seems to be the brand that's
right. And if your house was built before 2004, you can't be affected by this, right?
This stuff has only been coming in recent years.
All right. Tom Temin with us from our sister station, Federal News Radio at 1500 AM. Boy, that's one of the last things you'd want happen to you, huh?
Man, as if we didn't have enough troubles.
Yeah.
WTOP News Time, 6:24.